So if I haven't already said it, Happy New Year and welcome to 2018. My name is Pierre and this is my podcast. It's called Less is More. I've been quite inspired to do a podcast for quite some time and I just never got around it. Don't you hate that? So this year is the year of the podcast and the Less is More podcast. Episode 1 is in full swing. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of Jan. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to have a listen to this. Now, my plan is to, hopefully with this podcast, bring some enlightenment, some excitement, some fun, and hopefully make your life and mine a whole lot better. And I think listening to this podcast, well, can't hurt, you know. Listening to someone else's opinion isn't always a bad thing. I'm sure it's something that can help us all grow. Now, the idea I had here was basically to get this podcast out in weekly episodes, sometimes maybe even 2 a week, which might be nice. Just talk about things that are relevant in our life, things that are, there's so much rubbish around. And with this podcast, create something a little bit different to what other people, you know, out there are doing. And especially having it very relevant to South Africa. Now, the reason I did this podcast was I picked up some amazing stuff from a group of guys in the States. They call themselves the Minimalists. And these guys are amazing. I really love what the work that they've done. They've done podcasts. I've read their books. They're really amazing. But I think some of the stuff they have is not quite relevant to us in South Africa. Yes, I really do admire the work that they've done. The effort that they've put in is amazing. And these guys are just so humble. And I really, you know, if you want to go and check them out, Google the Minimalists. They've got some podcasts. They've got a website. I think it's theminimalists.com. I really love their stuff. And I mean, they write stuff and they do live shows and things like that. And when I say shows, it's not a show. It's get-togethers. It's people who have open minds about things, and that's what I really want to create here. And hopefully, you'll join me on this journey as we get out there. Now, I got into this sort of halfway through last year, the latter part, moving into Q3 of last year, and it started with a simple cupboard clearing, and my life has actually changed with all the stuff we've done, which is amazing, and I'm so excited to share this with you. Before I go on, I just want to make mention of Mark Scarter, who wrote the theme song for the podcast. I want you to listen to it, and I'll chat to you on the other side.
Wait, stand for a minute. You keep asking what happens when it's finished. Wait, stop and think about it. You keep holding on, but is it really worth it? Is this a world will bring you down and hold you back? Not to fit in, so much left for you to do, so much living. Don't let this world bring you down, 'cause you'll finally find that loss is more when you open the door to your own. It's not the lack of something, it's just the perfect amount of everything. This is more when you open the
there it is, eh? What a great song. Jeez, well done, Mark. Now, this was so amazing. I just said to him, listen, bud, this is what I want you to do. And I kind of, we sat down. I think we had a beer or two. And we just, I gave him the idea. And I just said, like, how cool is this? This will be great. And, well, there it is. That's our official theme song. Pretty stoked, eh? Very cool. Alrighty. Well, by the way, on the song as well, we're going to be punting it a whole lot on clockradio.co.za, which brings me to my next thing as well. It's not a punt for the radio station, but years and years ago, John Cameron and I had this thing. Now, John and I have known each other since, I was a matric, from Peter Maritzburg days. Now, so we spoke about, for years and years, about, let's get our own radio station going. And, you know, we've kind of dabbled in it and done all sorts of things. But eventually, here it is. It's on the go, and you can go check it out for yourself, www.clockradio.co.za. That's amazing stuff, eh? And we're going to be pushing this a whole lot on our radio station as well. It's very different format to some of the deprived radio that's going around at the moment. Some of it is absolutely shocking. But anyway, it's a story for another day. Yeah, you know, it is, and I'm going to harp on it because radio is in my blood and I love it. And, you know, I think John and I both have this huge thing about radio and how it's just declined. It's in this massive state of decline, which is sad, man. It really is. But anyway, so be it. Anywho, so back to the podcast. Now, I want to, this year, my goal is to impact 1,000 people's lives. It's quite a hairy, audacious goal, if you want to call it that. But it is. It's something I want to do. I want to inspire 1,000 people to be better than they are or better than they were. And in that way, make some progress in whatever it is, in any field of their life, whether it's leadership, whether it's money. Money, I must tell you, is something that I want to sort of get going on. So in this podcast as well, we're going to be talking quite a bit on cryptocurrency, which is the buzzword at the moment. Everyone's like talking about, oh, your Bitcoin, how many Bitcoin you got, bro? So yeah, I'm excited to do this. It's going to be fun doing this. And we're going to talk about stuff that's relevant to hopefully all of us. But I want to inspire and motivate and get you to a better place than where you were. And the idea is to do it in episodes. So this first episode obviously is the pilot episode. So there's going to be not much content except for the fact we break in Less Is More, the song from Mark Scarter and Barrel 15. Cool. I love it. Yeah. And so there's a Facebook page which I started last year. It's got a couple of entries on it. And that is kind of the basis of the whole Less Is More vibe, and that's where I want to go with it. And we're going to be using that it's going to be very instrumental in what we do. So we'd love you to go along and like the page as well if you haven't yet on Facebook, Less Is More, and yeah, go and be a part of it. Maybe you want to throw in some comments there because it's all about dialogue. It's not just about me talking. It's about me talking with people. And we on the show are going to have a whole lot of different people. I've got a really cool little setup that I can take anywhere with me and I can go and record them. You know, whether it's in an office complex, if it's, you know, outdoors, we can do it as well. We've got the capability to do it with an iPad even. Yeah. So and with no compromise on quality, which is really cool. So, yeah, you know, and the idea with these episodes are that they will be small enough to send in a podcast, you know, on a reasonable bitrate podcast. That it's not going to sound like you're listening to a tin can in your ear. So you can listen on your phone, you can stream it through your car, you can listen in your headset, whatever you want to do, you can do. And the idea is obviously data still costs money in this country. That's why internet radio is not as big as it should be. And the other guys are still monopolizing on it. But anyway, be that as it may. So we'd love you to maybe listen and share it and small enough to WhatsApp to say to somebody maybe who's having a bad day, hey, listen, check this out, have a listen to this. And you never know who you can inspire and whose day you can make a whole lot better with that podcast. So that's kind of the idea. And the idea is to make them unboring so that you want to listen to them and you want to download it when it comes to in WhatsApp or if you go to SoundCloud. I want to put up on SoundCloud as well. So you can get in there. You can actually have an update when something comes to you. I want to get it big on YouTube as well and actually have a visual representation of this thing on YouTube, which would be great. That's kind of the idea. And but I want to do it in audio for now to just whet your appetite a little bit to get you in there and say, oh, yeah, this is for me or no, Jesus, this is not for me. But thanks anyway. And just opt out. Just tell me, hey, listen, don't send it to me. That's cool. I won't send it to you again, which is kind of the way we want to be. Now, some of the topics, like I said, cryptocurrency is big, and geez, the buzz with everyone, and we're on a whole lot of cryptocurrency groups, and guys are talking about it, and I want to know more about it as well, but I don't know enough to be able to tell you about it. So the idea is to have people that we know and trust and in our circle of friendship to be able to say, hey, listen, don't touch it, or yeah, it's a great thing, it's a passive, and whatever it is. I don't know enough to be able to say, hey, listen, it is right, it's not right. So, you know, but opinions are what count. And that's my children in the background having fun. They're still on school holidays. Yeah, but I must say as well that the minimalists, if you have Netflix, go along and check out the Minimalists on Netflix. They've got a documentary. It really is cool. And it's life-changing stuff. And I don't mean to be dramatic when I say life-changing. It really is. It's exciting. And you can see what you can do with less. And for me, that's exciting. It's just uncluttering our lives with a bull that's around us. And it's actually taught me a whole lot about social media as well. I thought, oh, yeah, you know, I know everything about it. I don't know jack about social media because there's still so much to learn. But again, there, that might be something that we can talk to people about as well, which is exciting for me. The game changer for me, I think, is when I decluttered my cupboard, which is one of the things that it's one of the first things I thought of doing sort of way back. And it's been niggling at me. I don't know why I did it, but I just did it. And I got in there and I just got rid of all the clutter and crap that's been taking up space. And the funny thing is, subconsciously, it takes up space in your mind as well. And I've subsequently gone into clearing up papers. We've sort of cleared out most of the rooms in our house. My study is still a work in progress, but it is what it is. And there's just so much stuff in my study, man. I've also investigated Marie KonMari. She's got the KonMari method, which is really cool in terms of tidying up. And I think that, you know, your home is where you live. It's your little kingdom. It's your little bit of paradise. And if that is all cluttered up and crap, then I think maybe your whole life is. And you know what? It's a journey for me, and I'm keen to try it out, and I want to have fun doing this. And I am. I'm really having a great time. Getting rid of stuff, it's amazing how much rubbish we accumulate over time. But anyway, I thought I'd just whet your appetite and kick off with this. I'm looking forward to our next podcast, which hopefully I'll do by the end of this week and maybe launch it next week. Just exciting stuff. But thank you so much for your time and for listening in. And again, I just want to say a massive big thanks to Mark. The song is just absolutely awesome. So before I go, I just want to wrap up with a little statement which I've learned to live by. And that is, less is more. We'll see you next time. Cheers.